previously, you see, we have heard about the hindrances and creature cruelties. But the hindrances keep on arising in our meditations, and we didn't recognize it. We can hear it, we can listen it. And in a theory, you actually don't know how to address it. But after this awareness, it show you, it's actually the when the spiritual faculty is the condition is there, the hindrances all gone.
Yeah, because it is the opposite five spiritual faculty that overcome the hindrance.
So what
you saw is very important, very beautiful. I also discussed this with Joyce. I said, why are they heedless? The difference between a person who is heedful, who is trained in his mind, and a person who is heedless is very obvious. The heedless, they think a lot. They have a lot of mental hindrance. Why? Because they lack the spiritual faculty. If you don't have the sadda, the faith, your mind cannot be calm and composed. You will have doubt. You will have restlessness. You will have mental hindrance because your faith is not there. Then without faith, you cannot have virya. Faith is faith in the Buddha and his teaching, not belief, not blind faith. Faith to understanding. Then when virya is there, you cannot be sleepy. The lethargic mind, the mental hindrance of sleepiness, lethargic mind cannot arise. Then after that, it will drive you to cultivate, to have sati. And what is sati? Sati is awareness without thought. Without thought means what? No thought means no fear, no worry, no anxiety, no duality, no like, no dislike. That's why the first two mental hindrance of sensual desire and ill-will is not there. Then when you stabilize it and develop samadhi, that stability of mindfulness, which is samadhi, will allow your mind not to stir and not to react at the moment of sense experience, where it's collected and unwavering. The mind that has samadhi is collected and unwavering. So once you have this sati and samadhi, you can see things as they are, awakened, the direct seeing. That's how wisdom come about. So when these five spiritual faculty fall into place, your mental hindrance, sensual desire, ill will, sloth and torpor, restlessness of mind and doubt cease to be. And the reason being, these are mental hindrance that hinders your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. So when you understand this, then you will understand why you need the opposite five spiritual faculty to allow you to be in a meditative state. Well, according to the Buddha, these are spiritual faculty that can allow you to have the mind state to understand spiritual teaching, means to meditate, to awaken, to understand. That's why with this understanding, all along Thursday class, Tuesday class, I only teach these few essential dhamma. If you have the spiritual faculty, you technically no need to train your mind to meditate, because the spiritual faculty are meditative state. When you have sadda, very strong faith, you are very calm and very composed. That is a meditative state. When you have virya, you are not sleepy. There is a spiritual faculty that prevents you from lapsing into sleepiness. Then when you have sati, you have the silent mind. You are aware. That's how you can observe. That's why you can see. You can understand what is going on. You are not lost in thought. You are not heedless anymore. Then when you stabilize that in the midst of life, when you have sati and samadhi, your mind is collected and unwavering. That's why it is no longer reacting to sense experience. It's no longer stirring. It is collected and unwavering. That's why you can see things as they are. It's without your mind reacting to it, without memory, without conditioning, without views and opinion coming in to interfere. So without sati and samadhi, you cannot see. That's why the art of listening, the art of seeing, you need samadhi and sati. You have to pay attention attentively so that you are aware of what is going on. Then your views, opinion, conditioning from memory, your whatever phobia, all those things, insecurity, scars of memory, they will not come in and interfere. Your delusion, all they will not come in. So this is how meditation is to be understood. Just the five mental hindrance and the spiritual faculty has so much Dhamma understanding behind. So if you don't understand these two, you cannot start, you cannot meditate. You don't even know how you become heedless, how the mental hindrance, like the word say hindrance, hinders your mind from entering the meditative state. That's why they cannot meditate. That's why they think a lot. They have a lot of doubt. They are restless most of the time. And every moment of sense experience, they stir their mind. Like and dislike, pleasant and unpleasant. They react to sense experience. Their views, their opinion, their conditioning, their habitual tendency are so strong. And who is doing all this? The thought. The thought that has wrong view, delusion, that is heedless, cannot see, cannot understand. Then they don't have the initial wisdom to understand the initial Dhamma. They don't understand pariyatti, the real pariyatti. Understand not? Not the knowledge-based, thought-based on. The real pariyatti is the teaching. The teaching is not the word. The teaching is beyond word. That's why Huining doesn't need to be educated. Why? Because he's born without the mundane mind. He is born with the true mind. That's why without knowing the words, the Mandarin word, once he hear them, he awaken. Why? Because the silent mind is the mind that can understand and awaken and receive truth. That is your true mind. So you don't need 文字, you don't need education to learn Dhamma. That's why scholar committing to memory, knowledge, no use. Because Dhamma is to be developed through the awareness, that silent mind to observe, to awaken, and to develop the understanding. So now today's discussion is very good. That's why the condition all fall into place. You can see clearly to understand Dhamma, the truth. You don't need education. You don't need to be literate. You only need to have the silent mind that can awaken to truth, that can understand truth. Then you look at Huining, because he is illiterate, uneducated. But the moment he heard the sutta, he can explain to people using normal words. And the meaning is so deep, so beautiful. That's why he pointed out to the nun, you remember? The nun feel funny, is it? People say you are very spiritual. You're supposed to be the sixth patriarch, 无主的传人. But how come you are illiterate? Because she passed him the sutta, he said, I don't know how to read. Can you read it to me? He said, how can? You don't even know the word. How can you understand? Then after he read, he explained, the nun was impressed. He said, how did you do that? Because he said, the Dhamma is not the 文字, understand?
Yes.
The word is not the Dhamma. The Dhamma is truth. Nature's truth. That's why he gave a few analogies very simple to the nun. And the nun realized how beautiful the teaching has become. It's no more Dhamma knowledge. It's no more like the Mahayana Sutta and all those things. He never say that. He teach direct to the true mind, the silent mind. That's why his three hallmark is fantastic. Wu Nian, Wu Xiang, Wu Zhu. That one is fantastic. That is what understanding can awaken a person. And understanding comes from the silent mind. not from the thinking mind. The thinking mind cannot understand. The thinking mind is thought-based, egoic. And that one is limited because it's no longer aware. It's limited by the content of consciousness inside. When you are lost in thought, you are preoccupied with what your thought is doing. The emotion, the fear, the doubt, the whatever movement inside. Well, that is the content of consciousness. Through delusion, it starts to develop all those and the mental hindrance. But when you are aware, you are without all those negativity, the wrong thought, the movement. You are just aware in stillness, in clarity, tranquil, peaceful, having joy, pity, sukhang, not agitated, no mental hindrance, nothing. That is what a heedful mind is, a meditative mind is. That's why a person who is enlightened, he is all the time aware, mindful. He seldom think. He only think and use thought when there is a need to apply them, to use them, to arise them. So all this understanding has fallen into place and become very beautiful. So you are going through this phase of understanding. That's why you saw the two, five mental hindrance and spiritual faculties, so beautiful. You can start to appreciate them, but you haven't stabilized this understanding. So if you listen to my today's sharing, it will stabilize and you become very different. And next time, you also can teach and share, Miss Lee. So, salute to you. Huh?